Government has suspended implementation of the trade order directive until July 2026 after receiving complaints from religious leaders to allow further consultations. This has been revealed by the State Minister for Industry, David Bahati, after the Bukoli Central Member of Parliament, Solomon Silwani, raised a matter of national importance on the inhuman destruction of people's businesses in the name of implementation of the order. In response, Bahati informed legislators that during a meeting between the ministries concerned and religious leaders, it was agreed it is suspended until they do further consultations. Bahati said they expect consultations to end in June and operations to begin in July.
And government had constructed markets, and these markets were not being... who are going on the vendors. But we listened to the issues. For example, a church is not supposed to be, or a mosque, be bundled with vendors because they are not in the business of vending. So we have suspended the operation of the trade order until we do more consultations, and we'll have a final meeting at the end of June so that beginning of July we have a refined way of operating. We did apologize to the religious leaders.
A section of MPs noted that the operations are still being implemented and requested for the minister to make a formal communication. However, the Speaker of Parliament, Anita Among, noted that if the trade order was suspended, the communication should be made by the Prime Minister since it's an inter-ministerial matter.
These are even the different town councils in the country, because he's saying they have suspended, but actually it is going on. Even yesterday in my district, they were still evicting people. In Iganga, in Bujiri, they were still evicting people. So since the minister has committed and said they have stopped, I request that the minister write a letter officially and gives a copy to Parliament so that these people are aware, the different civil servants, and they take.
I think this is an inter-ministerial issue. The Prime Minister should be the one to write. Let's have a meeting and then the Prime Minister communicates.